etc. Andrew, you said before we've got to look laterally to maybe start the season. Is it a possibility now the AFL's taken one step overseas, laterally thinking, could, if the grounds are unavailable, could there be an overseas game to enjoy in the first couple of rounds?
I think all the options include, you know, starting the season up north earlier. I think it includes, you know, using Eddie Head Stadium earlier because it's not a cricket ground. It includes using Subiaco, and of course we're going to have another stadium there, using that earlier. I think it can't rule out the possibility of playing overseas because, you know, we're trialling it now and we'll see what sort of interest we get. It could include starting the season. It could possibly include, you know, a variation of the length of the season. We haven't ruled out having a longer season, particularly as we're now in discussions about having a longer break.
More games, like 24 weeks, 22 games over 24 weeks.
You could have a situation where you have broken rounds and you have four games and you have more, all night games in 1 week and four games in or five and have more night games. But, you know, we haven't ruled out the possibility, and we spoke to the captains about this recently. You know, if we can work out a much longer break for the players and have a variation on the pre-season competition, you could perhaps even look at a longer season.
Nick Maxwell spoke about that on SEN, and he was first of all quite thankful that the AFL actually asked the captains of their opinion. Is there a possibility, Andrew, there could be more than 22 games?
Yes.
How strong a possibility is that?
I don't know. We're just doing work now on this issue of the longer break. There's a lot of arguments that make sense about, you know, our young players coming back on, say, December the 1st and the older players coming back January the 1st. And I can assure you, if the players had a longer break, they'd be of more of a mind to, you know, perhaps having a different variation on the season.
So we've had 22 games for, geez, I don't know, off the top of my head, we've had 22 games for a while now. Well, 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So could they play 23 games, 24 games, 24?
Why not? Why should we close our mind to that, particularly if you're looking at a longer break?
Does there have to be a pre-season comp, Andrew?
There's got to be. The players will tell you, and all the guys in high performance, that you've got to get some sort of, you know, runs under the belt for the players. But whether they need four hit-outs or two against other teams, and maybe they play an intra-club, I think that's got some merit, but you can have a variation on the pre-season competition.
There'll definitely be a cap on rotations next
year.
Yes,
definitely. And
can you give us any idea what that figure will be?
Well, the figure that was passed at the Commission last year on the recommendation of the Laws Committee was 80, but that was subject to doing more work and getting more information throughout this year. So what we do know is we've got the NAB Cups just finished. We'll get some data from that. We've got the injury survey, which was very pleasing insofar as having 3-1, the injuries came down. And we're just waiting on some information around the speed of the game from 2012. So there'll be a cap, Robert. What it'll be is 80, subject to a change. We don't know until we get that information. But I think hearing from the captains, hearing from the clubs, they want to know early, you know, they want to know early in the season so they can adjust their thinking and preparation. So
drafting, et cetera,
I think we need to get that done.
I think a lot of coaches have been critical of it, and they've created a lot of headlines. But my understanding is a lot of coaches also in favour of having a capped interchange. And we had a really interesting discussion with David King during the week, and we discussed it again yesterday. What happens in the NFL, they ban all stats and technology during the game. So it gets back to coach v coach. And a lot of people think that we're losing the touch of a coach going against another coach.
We've got to build smaller coaches' boxes. About 105 people.
His argument, Andrew, was cut the numbers down to help equalise the on-field, say six in a box each, no use of stats, go back to what you would call old days, Wolsey.
Old days are bloody.
Coaching
on his own.
Just do it on instinct.
Do it on feel.
Can't have that.
Now, I actually thought that was an interesting proposal that I thought it was worth... with the AFL sitting down and going, hey, that would be good. We are dominated. I like stats, but we're dominated by stats. They're like the phys editors.
I had a coach say to me that he didn't like their rotation because he spent all quarter counting the 20. He had to count. And then the coach said, what were you doing counting? You had about 102 people in the room in your coach's box with you.
Andrew, just to let you... We know you've got to leave. Last one, back to where we started. You talked about the imagination you might need to... But be able to extend the season and start earlier. I mean, you seem very I don't know if concern's the right word, but the advantage that rugby league in particular and soccer are going to get. So are you going to move heaven and earth to be able to do that?
Yeah, and look, I've just spent a week on the Gold Coast and in Sydney, Anthony, and you can see it. You know, we're there launching in Sydney with the Premier the other day, and we're up there launching with the Gold Coast, and, you know, these guys have had 4 weeks. They've had lots of things to talk about, players, form, tackles, the match review panel, all sorts of things.
All
that creates a lot of oxygen.